Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and the mindful pathfinder himself, Peter M. Fellows. And this week, we take you behind the words, perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. Peter, you want to give us an idea of what you'll be sharing with us today?
Yeah, thank you, Rick. It's good to be here at the Road Ahead Cafe, where you'll always be offered three delicious entrees to fuel you for the road ahead. Tough subject today, Rick, interpreting this quotation from Vince Lombardi. I thought that while I might not be able to attain perfection in my explanation, I might have at least caught a little excellence, but instead I seem to have ignited accelerance. And now my whole segment is somewhat of a burnt offering. Well, I'll see what you think. I'll present it to you in just a minute. Back to you, Rick.
Thank you, Peter. Frank, what about you?
During a break, I asked my students at college the following question. If you look at yourself in the mirror, do you see a perfect person? They started to giggle, and many said after a while, something like this. No, I'm not seeing a perfect person. You can always improve on something, and that's why I'm studying, someone said. Then one of the girls said, I am perfect, sir, as I am. I feel okay, she said with a big smile. Well, that was the beginning of an interesting discussion. I am perfect as I am. I feel okay. What about you? Are you perfect as you are? Want to know more? Stay tuned.
Wow. Good stuff, Frank. So what I'll be sharing is I did a little homework on this, not only in my own life, but did a little research, and I found this perfectionist syndrome is quite a hot topic. Ah. And I want to cover that versus striving for perfection or simply trying to do your best because you want to be better, not because you're obsessed with others' opinions of you. One is healthy and one can be very destructive. And I'll cover that after Frank. Peter, you want to get into the substance?
Yeah, sure. And you'll be explaining to us which one is healthy and which one isn't, right?
Because I certainly will.
Okay. I don't want to go the bad one. You know, I want to go for the good one. So the question I asked myself was, what is perfection? If I'm going to be chasing around after it, I want to have some vague idea of what the heck it is I'm chasing. And the answer I got eventually, because I do have a rather small brain and it does get rather overwhelmed when I ask too much of it. The answer that came up is that perfection is when conditions match purpose. This weekend, I was helping my son-in-law, Frank, put together an outdoor storage shed that he'd purchased from Costco. It's one of those dual-wall, high-density polyethylene panel jobs with steel wall supports. Pretty sweet. Except he was missing the washer for one of the machine screws that would hold the door latch in place. And it looked like we'd have to continue installation and just forget about the washer, something neither of us was completely happy about. Now, if you've been following my segments here on the Road Ahead Cafe, then you'll know that my response to this minor crisis was to use the Pathfinder's question. Pause, ask, and listen. I coached my brain, or conditioned self, if you like, whom I call gatekeeper, to pause its rumination. What are we going to do? What's going to happen? Then I asked, where is our best path forward here? And then I listened mindfully to the response of my non-conscious mind or deeper self that I call Pathfinder. And what came up was the memory of seeing some silver washers in a bag left over from another project a couple years back. And I wondered if I still had them. I didn't find them when I opened up my toolbox. Instead, I found one lone gold-colored bronze washer, but it looked about the right size to my eyes. So I showed it to my son-in-law and asked him, will this do? It's perfect, he told me. Now, did he mean that though craftsmen might ponder this matter for 1,000 years, they could never come up with a way to improve upon this golden washer? because it's perfect. No, he didn't mean that. He meant that the washer was perfect because it matched his purpose. It fulfilled the need he had. Perfection is always a personal judgment. Five judges may give your routine a score of 5 out of 5. That would seem to be perfect. But if your purpose was to improve upon a specific move in that routine, and you weren't able to do that, then you might judge your performance as less than perfect. Personal judgment. Vince Lombardi was the head coach of the Green Bay Packers in the 60s. He drilled the players in executing plays over and over again, but sometimes, maybe even many times, players in striving for perfection would get angry at themselves because they focused obsessively upon all the small mistakes they made. And that would lead them to a fear of making the same or different mistakes. And then their conditioned brain would try to micromanage every move that they made. And that is the worst possible recipe for trying to improve. So Lombardi gave them this maxim. He said, perfection is not attainable. But if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. You want your conditioned mind, your brain gatekeeper, to focus on chasing perfection, not upon the small failures that detract from perfection. And that's a huge difference. When you're running a race, hoping to be the first one to break through that ribbon at the end, at the finish line, your coach will advise you to focus not on the finish line, but on an imaginary spot past the finish line. And the reason for this is that our conditioned brain, seeing the finish line, will start to slow down. We're at the end. Okay, good. You don't want to do that till you're past the finish line. And that's why you keep your focus on the imaginary goal of perfection, because it's beyond what you can do, perhaps, but it keeps you going full out. It's illusory in one sense, but by aiming for it, you go beyond what your brain might have thought you could do. Of course, you'll fall short of perfection in the things you do. I've never done anything that I didn't afterwards judge could have been done better. But if you've listened to any of my previous segments on the Road Ahead Cafe, then you'll definitely nod your head in agreement when I say there's stuff I could have done a lot better when I finished doing it. But it doesn't bother me for two reasons. The reality is, at any moment, for any situation, you always do the best you can, because your performance in that moment can only equal the amount of Pathfinder's guidance that Gatekeeper's fear-based biases allows through. And if Gatekeeper had been less contracted at that moment in question, he or she would have had more of Pathfinder's guidance to draw upon, and you would have done better. Your mistake is in thinking that your performance could have been better than it was, instead of realizing that your performance can be better than it was. You have to look forward to perfection rather than backwards at any failings. And the purpose of the Pathfinder's question is to help your conditioned self put his or her biases aside so that he or she can mindfully focus upon Pathfinder's better informed guidance. My mission is to make the Pathfinder's question accessible to every person who needs it. Every person. Because that's my definition of perfection for this mission. The pursuit of that perfection is, as Lombardi said, probably unattainable. Will I catch excellence instead? Well, full disclosure, I'm not really focused on excellence either. And again, you probably know this. But what excites me, what keeps me engaged, is the continual discovery of a more elegant, a more engaging, and a more effective iteration of the Pathfinder's question. Because it's my belief that there always exists an even better version of the Pathfinder's question, or an even better way of communicating its value, so that every person that could benefit from using it will do. And that is the nature of the pursuit of perfection that, for me, fills every day with value. If you want to know more about the Pathfinder's question, check out my website called thepathfindersquestion.com. Back to you, Rick.
Great stuff, Peter. Wow. I wrote about 5 golden nuggets from that. Great job. Frank, tell us your thoughts on this perfectionist thing.
Well, Sir Winston Churchill seems to have said, perfectionism is spelled paralysis. Hmm. Quite a statement, paralysis, meaning powerlessness, numbness, deadness, no fun anyway. Social researcher and writer Brené Brown has studied perfectionism. This is what she says about perfectionism. Perfectionism is a destructive, self-destructive, and addictive belief system that fuels this primary thought. If I look perfect and do everything perfectly, I can avoid or minimize the painful feelings of blame, judgment, and shame. According to her, it's a path to depression, anxiety, and addiction. That's no fun either. Looking at this analysis, perfectionism is not a road to travel. It doesn't lead to some sort of success, let alone happiness. But what about products, you might think? Your car nor your phone is perfect, for instance. When it works correctly, given its specs, it does what it is supposed to do. But is it perfect? By the way, what is the standard of a perfect car or a perfect phone? Since things get broken in due time, they are simply not perfect, and many products are not designed perfectly by default. If so, they wouldn't get that easily broke. They aren't built to last, and that's what this question is all about regarding sustainability and circular economy. But does this mean that we cannot strive to improve things in our personal life? Yes, we can. We live in a world of contrast, and every person, I think, is striving for the better. The focus on self-development is discovering your next better version of yourself. We are students of life, aren't we? To quote the student, "I'm perfect as I am, I feel okay," she didn't mean that she didn't want to learn or discover new things. In a discussion following her statement, she said, "I know reasonably well what my comfort zone is, but I want, as a future lawyer, help people to live happily. If injustice is done, I want to set it straight. No, I'm not a perfect lawyer, and probably I will never be. Mm-hmm. But I want to be a damned good one," she said with a lot of passion in her voice. "Does this mean that you want to be excellent?" I asked her. "Yes, I want to make the difference." So I asked her and other students what excellence means to them. I invited them to write their statements on a whiteboard, and one popped out: make the world a better place to live for everyone, to embrace fair play, equal rights, inclusiveness, and diversity. "It won't be perfect," it won't be perfect, but I can make, but I can be excellent," said the former Syrian refugee in nearly perfect Dutch. Tears came into her big black eyes when we applauded. Such a wonderful young woman, fled from the war-torn Syrian environment and now here in the Netherlands studying law. I love the girl. Perfection is not attainable, but if we can chase perfection, we can catch excellence. I would like to rephrase Vince Lombardi's interesting statement. Perfection is not desirable. But if we chase love, we can catch excellence. Yeah. Self-love and love for our fellow humans, nature and Mother Earth. We are all interconnected. We are all one. That's the excellence I want to catch. What about you, Rick? What are your ideas about Vince Lombardi's statement?
Powerful, Frank.
Excellent.
Thank you.
That girl's story, top notch. Thank you. So here's what I think about Lombardi's statement. I basically drew these two parallels, one for the perfectionist syndrome and then what I call the betterist system. So the perfectionist is obsessive with self and others, very critical of self and others, never happy with self and others. And since it's unattainable, the perfectionist never fully finds joy or peace. This other system, which I call the betterist, which I'm going to suggest, as Peter asked early in the show, would I tell you which one to be and which one's healthier? Yes, the betterist is good. The betterist consistently moves to improve. They accept what they have on the way to better. They fully appreciate others and their journey knowing everyone's different and still can be better. And they discover inner joy and peace simply taking the road ahead. So the good news is, since you're listening to the Road Ahead Cafe and you've already found us, and I do admit these past 2 years have helped so many of us reflect and take the time and even totally shift away from our perfectionist personalities to embrace the betterest in each of us, that I think that we, the good news is that we have found a different road to take. And of course, we hope that you found one here with us. Peter, what are your final thoughts?
Oh, thank you, Rick. Now I know what to do with the rest of my life. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
My final thought is that perhaps everything is perfect. Perhaps it's only the bias of our conditioned brain gatekeeper that prevents him or her from seeing that no matter what happens, our deeper self pathfinder always finds us a fulfilling path forward. And if you're looking for perfection in a podcast, look no further than the Road Ahead Cafe. You won't find it here. It's unattainable. Weren't you listening to what we just telling you? But on the other hand, you will find refreshment of the spirit and perhaps occasionally even fleeting moments of excellence. All right, Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Frank, what are your final thoughts?
I still have to think about the statement of that young student. I am perfect as I am. I feel okay, sir. What about you? Are you perfect as you are? What does excellence mean for you? To strive for some kind of excellence, to my understanding, you have to get out of your comfort zone and go to the places where the magic happens. Think forward and move forward with grace. If you want to know more, reach out to one of us. Go to our LinkedIn profile. Go to the website. And if you want to reach me, go to my LinkedIn profile or go to my website, www.frankwise.nl. But as always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day and don't forget to subscribe to the Road Ahead Cafe podcast. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Frank. So my final thoughts, embrace your inner betterist. Keep doing the work to see the best in others while you celebrate your perfectly imperfect self. I know I am. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together soon next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.